Welcome to my secret lair on Skull Crusher Mountain. I hope that you've enjoyed your stay so far. I see you've met my assistant Scarface. His appearance is quite disturbing, but I assure you he's harmless enough. He's a sweetheart, calls me master, and he has a way of finding pretty things. Get the feeling that you don't like it. What's with all the screaming? You like monkeys, you like ponies. Maybe you don't like monsters so much. Maybe I use too many monkeys. Isn't it enough to know that I ruined a pony? Making a gift for you. Well, it won't mean half as much to me if I don't have you here. No, it isn't easy living here on Skull Crusher Mountain. So maybe you could cut me just a little slack. Would it kill you to be civil? I've been patient, I've been gracious, and this mountain is covered with wolves. Hear them howling, my hungry children. Maybe you should stay and have another drink and think about me and you.
Even supervillains need love. Welcome to Suitcase 45, a short podcast that focuses on a single pod-safe act each show. I'm Ed, and this episode focuses on the geekiest and quite possibly the funniest musician on the internet, Jonathan Colton. Our A-side track was Skull Crusher Mountain from his EP, Where Tradition Meets Tomorrow. Now a little bit about the man. In 2005, Jonathan Colton, computer programmer, quit his day job and became Jonathan Colton, internet superstar. At that point, he had released a CD, 2003's Smoking Monkey, which features 1st of May, which I drag out and play annually on that day, and 2004's EP, Where Tradition Meets Tomorrow, which features the song which opened tonight's show. In 2005, he began the Herculean task of creating and releasing a song every week for a year. This exercise, as well as his embracing Creative Commons licensing to encourage listeners to use his songs in their own creations, has led to some of his biggest hits: Code Monkey, Regarding Your Brains, and a genre-twisting cover of Sir Mix-a-Lot's Baby Got Back, to name but a few. All 52 songs have been compiled on 4 CDs, which he sells individually or as a box set. His success has led to a continuing credit on the masthead of Popular Science magazine as their contributing troubadour, a 5-song EP created from one issue of the magazine, and an ongoing job hosting an occasional podcast for them, which finds Colton trapped on an orbiting satellite interviewing scientists. He also travels around with author, Daily Show commentator, and PC guy in the Mac ads, John Hodgman, offering musical accompaniment to Hodgman's reading of 700 hobo names as Jonathan William Colton, the Colchester Kid. Colton has also been touring quite a bit with Paul and Storm, formerly of comic a cappella quartet Da Vinci's Notebook. He continues to write and occasionally will put out a new track, although his only new song since ending his thing a week last year has been a track named Octopus. This new track, as well as every track he's done to date, is available on his website at www.jonathancolton.com, which also features a cornucopia of user-created content based on his music. Upcoming Jonathan Colton shows include 2 shows with Paul and Storm in Ardmore, Pennsylvania on the 27th, a solo gig at the Penny Arcade Expo in Seattle on August 24th, and another show a week later, August 31st, with Paul and Storm at the Birchmere in Alexandria, Virginia. Before we move on to our B-side, a quick note that you can contact me by dialing into the comment line at 206-338-5792, by email via suitcase.full.of.dimes@gmail.com, or by leaving a comment on the blog at suitcasefullofdimes.blogspot.com, where you'll find a handful of Colton-related links. Our B-side track is from Colton's Thing a Week 1. Here's My Monkey. Music in this episode has been made PodSafe through the PodSafe Music Network.